Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, hi, Justin. It's Mail Monday.
It is Mail Monday here at the Tech Table, where we dig into our inbox and answer your questions. What is that email address we can send questions to?
Questions@askmpa.com.
That's right. And so today's question is from Bert. Bert asks, I drive for a living a lot. What kind of technology devices would you recommend so that I can stay in contact with the world, yet stay safe while driving?
Great question, Bert.
That is a great question, because obviously technology can be just as distracting as it can be helpful when you're in the car. So it's, you know, obviously technology is more and more mobile.
And it keeps getting more mobile these days.
Yes.
And as someone who does a lot of driving myself.
Right, right.
Things you should have and possibly even must have might include the following.
Right.
A Bluetooth headset for hands-free calling.
Absolutely.
Now, sometimes a car might come with this.
Right.
Built in.
So yeah, your car has it. So you basically just like talk through the car.
Just push one button and tell my car who to call.
Yes, it's very fancy.
There's some commands.
I'm all confused by it.
Or I can just list off the number and it makes the call and it comes through the speaker system.
Yeah. And apparently there's a speaker system that you can talk into. I don't know. The microphone. There's a microphone.
There's
over
a
somewhere.
Microphone too.
I don't know where it is.
Oh, I know where it is. I'll show you.
Okay. Very good.
But anyway, but you can buy a Bluetooth headset separately if it's not built into your car already.
Mm-hmm.
And you just wear it over your ear. You've probably seen people walking around. It looks like they're talking to themselves. But no.
I know, it weirds me out.
They're talking into their Bluetooth headset.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then a phone tablet dock. So either phone or tablet.
Yes.
Dock. So this is something that sometimes suctions to a windshield or drive shaft area, depending on your vehicle. You know, it lets you have a heads-up display, HUD, on whichever device you want to use. And the reasons you might want this are for alerts, maps, weather, you know, etc. If you want to watch the radar while you're driving.
Right.
Which I've oftentimes said, why? In, like, car, because you have, and many people do, in their car
navigation. Mm-hmm.
I think they should infuse satellite radar into navigation.
That's a great idea.
Because then you could see, like, if like you're driving into a rainstorm,
maybe
you can
head
see
north
it
first
on your car. Yeah, on your car navigation. I think that would be really cool.
Cool. Yeah, good idea. Now, another thing that we suggest is a power converter.
Right.
And let's face it, our devices are limited by two things, the internet and power.
Basically, our lives are limited by two things, which would be the internet and electricity.
So get a power pack or an external battery charger or AC converter, something that lets you keep your devices on. I know people who have extra batteries just for their phone because they travel so much and it's hard to keep their phone charged.
Exactly.
So they can switch out their battery and charge it while the new battery's in their phone.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also recommend a mobile hotspot. These are something that you can get through a phone company or your telephone provider. And if you have one of these, you have internet, provided you have good reception.
Right,
so,
yes.
And we use our hotspots quite a bit.
We do. In some areas, it's easier to get, but I mean, as far as actually have the reception, but...
Absolutely.
Yep, they're pretty reliable.
Yeah, so those are some really good tools.
Yes.
That you can use in your car, in your vehicle, when you're traveling.
Oh, here's a bonus accessory I wanted to throw in here. Wireless printer.
You can actually...
Consider it.
That's interesting. Wireless printer in your vehicle. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
So send us those questions too.
Questions@askmpa.com.
Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.